Now, welcome to a special edition of our Geo Quiz. In fact, today we're calling it the Geopolitical Quiz. One of our favorite magazines here at The World is Foreign Policy, so we're borrowing an idea from them today to test your knowledge of global trends.
How about this one? Which city is home to the most billionaires?
That's Foreign Policy senior editor Carolyn O'Hara, here to get us rolling with this geopolitical quiz. Good question. Which city is home to the most billionaires?
Is it A, New York City, B, Moscow, or C, London?
A, New York City, B, Moscow, or C, London? Carolyn, I trust one of us knows the correct answer. How much time do you think we should allow our listeners to come up with the answer?
It's pretty straightforward. What do you think, Marco?
Well, let's fade the music, and I'll take a crack at it. You know, a lot has been said about Moscow with all the oligarchs, and they're making lots of money. New York City, I think, would probably be the obvious answer. But I'm going to say London because I think a lot of the oligarchs have left Moscow for London, where they're making even more money. So I'm going to say London.
You're on the right track, but the answer is actually Moscow. For the very first time this year, they've edged out New York City for the very first time, according to Forbes magazine, which tracks all the billionaires around the world. And this year, for the first time, Moscow has 74 billionaires, which is incredible because just in 2002, they had only 5 billionaires. So you can really see the kind of like incredibly growing Moscow economy there.
That's a good one. Now, on previous editions of your foreign policy quiz, as you call it, you've asked questions including which country contributes the most troops to UN peacekeeping missions or which country drinks the most wine each year. How do you come up with your quiz questions?
It's one of the most fun aspects of my job, to be perfectly honest. Dozens of reports come across our desks every week. And so we're really just, we keep an eye out for interesting trends. We always have our eyes peeled for them. And so whether or not it's a report on migration or education or billionaires around the world, we're always kind of looking for interesting nuggets that reveal something about how globalization is shaping the world.
All right, let's have a few more questions.
Sure.
Let's try, hit me with one or two.
Okay. Last year, which commodity experienced the greatest price increase? Was it A, gold, B, oil, or C, wheat?
I'm going to say wheat.
And you would be correct, Marco.
Yay.
That is excellent. Yeah, that's a good one, simply because we're seeing all these kinds of food crises all over the world because of inflation and the increase in price of basic staples around the world. But it was really kind of impressive that wheat managed to beat out gold and oil, both of which went through the roof last year.
Now, once your magazine asked which country has the greatest number of threatened species, do you remember the answer?
I want to say it was Ecuador.
Okay, Ecuador, which owns the Galapagos Islands. The answer cited numbers from the World Conservation Union's Red List. Do you keep a copy of that in your newsroom?
We don't, actually. Gosh, I wish we did. But that was kind of a gem that we came across, and it was this fantastic depository of all sorts of really interesting facts about endangered species around the world. And as you can imagine, a lot of those species do live in the Galapagos Islands.
And how many were there?
Oh, gosh. I would say 400,
wow.
5,000.
Well, actually, Carolyn, having just read off your website, because I know you can't remember, it's 2,180, and apparently that's more than twice as many as the United States.
I was right there in the middle.
Right. I have this vision of you and your writers of the geopolitical quiz sitting around the newsroom at Foreign Policy just waiting for somebody to make a mistake. You said France? No.
It is true. I do. I give the quiz to all the editors in the office, and there is great shaming when we get incorrect answers. This is kind of a fun one. How many pairs of disposable chopsticks are manufactured in China each year?
I always wondered about this. Okay. Yeah.
Is it 63 billion, 163 billion, or 363 billion?
I'm just going to go for the most, 363 billion.
Actually, it is just 63
really?
Billion, yes, which
what,
is
are people
it's hardly
them?
A just. Yeah. As you might imagine, China is definitely the world's largest producer of disposable chopsticks. But what's really interesting is that there's this backlash developing in the country against them because a lot of people are calling them environmentally unfriendly. So we're seeing a lot of pop stars, corporate leaders publicly denouncing these disposable chopsticks. And the Chinese government has responded by banning them at some Olympic events this year.
Well, let's have you ask one more question that we'll just leave hanging out there. We won't answer, and we'll let our listeners think about it over the weekend. Make it a tough one. So they've got, you know, a couple of days to kind of do the research.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay, I kind of like this one. What percentage of Nobel Prizes have been awarded to women? Is it A, 4%, B, 14%, or C, 24%?
Okay, what percentage of Nobel Prizes have been awarded to women? For those of you who are impatient and can't wait till Monday for the answer, we'll have it online at theworld.org. Carolyn O'Hara, your senior editor at Foreign Policy, thank you very much for the questions and for answering the GeoQuiz.
Thank you so much for having me, Marco.